its current state on 90.5 WKAR. The eyes of the world are on Washington, D.C. today, as hundreds of thousands of people are expected in the nation's capital to observe the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. In many ways, the 1963 rally was the high water mark of the civil rights era and the stuff of legend. Nearly a quarter million people jammed the National Mall to hear a rising Georgia preacher lay out his vision for a more just and equal world. Now, among the thousands attending the observance are 30 delegates from the Lansing area. They're part of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission. Elaine Hardy chairs the group, and we've got her on the line from Washington this morning as they prepare for the events. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. When did you and your group arrive in Washington?
We arrived yesterday evening and got checked in, settled into our hotel, and woke up early this morning and came downtown. We're all walking along Constitution Avenue now, getting ready to enter into the event site. And there is a buzz and an excitement in the air here. You know, D.C. always is an amazing place to come and visit.
It is.
But on significant days in our history, to be here in the nation's capital, it's amazing. The military is out full force, and helicopters are flying overhead. There's buses from everywhere. We met people from California in our hotel last night who came here for the march and for the commemoration, and so it's pretty amazing to be here.
What kinds of conversations are you having amongst yourselves today as you witness this milestone?
You know, on our way down yesterday evening, we actually planned a program, and so we had an opportunity to listen to the 1963 I Have a Dream speech, and we talked in great length about what that speech meant then and what it means now. And then the delegates got an opportunity to share why they chose to come on this trip. And what has been the most underlying theme is the significance of our nation's first African-American president standing in the shadow and in the footsteps of who we believe our nation's greatest civil rights leader is, to deliver a speech on an anniversary 50 years later, and really the optimism about the forward movement for the country.
So an optimistic feel. You've got at least one member of your group, Mr. James Butler, who attended the original march on Washington. What's his feeling today?
You know, he actually is not here. He at the last hour could not make it. He called me Monday and told me about it. Regretted that he couldn't make it here.
Oh.
So he's not here. We do have two students. Our high school students, Cooley Law School students, and an MSU student who are with us as well, who are part of our delegation. And then we have Dr. Lee June. I don't know if I'm sure you've had an opportunity to speak with him, who is a student of the march and was actually in New Jersey on his way preparing to go back to Tuskegee when the march happened on Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wasn't able to be here. And so this is an opportunity for him to kind of be a part of history again.
Well, we have a segment with Dr. June coming up here a little bit later in the program. Can you describe the comments of the younger people there? Do you feel they grasp the complete the significance of what happened 50 years ago?
Well, one young lady said while we were having our discussion on the bus yesterday, she said that what's significant for her is that she gets to be here and able to share this experience with her children. For her, this is a 1963 experience. For her, this is a high water mark for her in her quest to be a good humanitarian and a good human. And so she said that I'm excited to be here because I want to be able to tell my children that I was here. When people look at history from today, 50 years later, I can say I was there.
You mentioned you characterized the group's feeling as pretty optimistic here just a minute ago. Are you feeling more confident or less confident here with the civil rights issues that are most pressing today? I mean, we're dealing with immigration reform, same-sex marriage. We're still contending and are arguing over voting rights with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on DOMA here recently. you still describe yourself as an optimist, even with those issues that we're contending with?
I do. And isn't that the most amazing thing about a democracy, though? I think that our ability to have conversations and agitate, we learned that 33 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, there was a challenge and no separate but equal the law of the land. And so we moved forward and then we moved backwards. And then we moved forward again with civil rights legislation. I just think that this country, made up of all of its amazing citizens, have an opportunity for dialogue and to move forward with change. I just believe we always, though, as a country, do the right thing. I just believe that there are a majority of Americans who believe that all Americans are entitled to the same liberties, the same opportunities. And I just believe that most Americans feel that way. So when we have to agitate and have discussion and move forward, I just think that puts us in a different place to launch us forward.
Mm. Elaine Hardy is the chair of the Greater Lansing Area's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission. She's speaking to us from Constitution Avenue live in downtown Washington, D.C. Elaine, enjoy the day.
We're going to have a fabulous day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.